Welcome to episode 5 of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm your host, Walter Johnson. Each week, the High School Football Roundup Podcast and talks about the week that was and the week that's still to come in Georgia high school football. I mean, more specifically, Southwest Georgia high school football. And before getting started, how about a little weather update on Hurricane Florence as this podcast begins? And Governor Nathan Deal, Georgia Governor Nathan Deal, earlier on Wednesday morning, September 12th, and declared a state of emergency for all 159 counties in Georgia, including all the counties here in the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area, which is basically all of area code 229. So, the most recent update had Florence moving right towards the Carolina coast, and a threatening storm surge, with a life-threatening storm surge and rainfall. And it's a Category 3 hurricane. And by that, talking about the worst of the worst, and then expect to make landfall in North Carolina sometime around say Thursday, Friday. And then and as far as its effects on Georgia, and most of the heaviest rainfall will be in the northern and central parts of the state, and say along the line from about Savannah to Atlanta. And then probably in Southwest Georgia probably won't get much rain, if any. However, and the landfall of Hurricane Florence did claim one game, and Valdosta was supposed to play host to Buford, South Carolina, and right near the Georgia border. Buford, spelled B-A-O-U-F-O-R-T, Buford, South Carolina. And that game was scheduled to be played this Friday, September 14th, but it has been moved to Friday, September 28th, so that's a little over 2 weeks and change from now. And but I'm going to move on to this week's high school football action from last week, and some brief thoughts on the first 4 weeks of this season so far. And so, hard to believe, that 4 weeks have already come and gone from the high school football regular season in Southwest Georgia. And I think already some interesting storylines are starting to develop. And so one team, and one team here in our area is already picking up where it left off after winning the state championship last season. So while here, while closer to home, other teams just had a rough week, and I'm going to get into that right now. So Lee County Trojans, the defending state champions in GHSA Class 6A, won yet again last Friday as they rolled past defending Region 1-4A champion America Sumter 49-7 at Trojan Field in Leesburg. And Lee County has now outscored its opponents 164-16. So far this season, that's in 4 games, and that's unbelievable. And that's really unbelievable. And the Trojans from Leesburg will look to go 5-0 when they host Southwest Macon. And this Friday, again, that's September 14th. And for those people that are listening, that are wanting to mark their calendars, so Lee County host Southwest Macon for homecoming this Friday. And meanwhile, here in Albany, in Daugherty County, it was a very rough week. for teams in here in Albany. And it's an especially rough week for the three teams in the Georgia High School Association in Albany: Daugherty Trojans, Monroe Tornadoes, and the Westover Patriots. And we start with last Thursday's action on Thursday, September 6th. And the Daugherty Trojans are still looking for their first win under new head coach Damian Gary, with a 30, and as they lost 32-12 to Shaw up in Columbus, Georgia. And that was a Thursday night game last week. And just across town, the Westover Patriots, exactly 1 week after knocking off the third team from third GHSA team here in Albany and Monroe, 26-6, and can only muster 26 points in a 46-26 loss to Columbus High. And as a result of that, Westover fell to 1-2 overall, and also dropped to 0-1 GHSA Region 1-4A. And toward the end of this podcast, I'm going to delve more into and what's coming up this week. You know, approaching week 5 of the high school football regular season here in Southwest Georgia. And as for Daugherty, with a loss to Shaw last week, the Trojans, as mentioned earlier, Trojans from right here in Albany, fell to 0-3 overall in their 0-2 in Region 1-4A. And in the lone Friday night game involving a GHSA team from Albany, and the Monroe Tornadoes lost their second straight game after starting the season 2-0 as the Perry Panthers out of Middle Georgia, some 40 miles south of Macon, and I have to say about roughly 20 miles southwest of Warner Robins, rolled to a convincing 43-0 shutout win. And Monroe is now 2-2 overall, 2 wins and 2 losses. And the Tornadoes have been outscored 69-6 in their last 2 games. And it was even a bad night for the Deerfield Windsor Knights. Daugherty County's only GISA team. And the Knights lost their first game of the year, losing 21-8 to Heritage out of Noonan, Georgia, in Coweta County, southwest of Atlanta. And Deerfield trailed 7-0 at halftime, and then was just under 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Deerfield scored a touchdown, and then made a surprise 2-point conversion, and they were sending the field goal. I was watching the webcast, Deerfield's webcast last week, and during that start over, and Deerfield trailed 7-0, then scored a touchdown, made the 2-point conversion on the fake PA, and Deerfield led 8-7. With 6:58 to go in the third quarter, just under 7 minutes to play in that period. And then Heritage held Deerfield scoreless the rest of the way, and scoring 4 be the game's final points that were scored. And once again, Deerfield Windsor 21-8, and Deerfield fell to 2-1 overall. And still, the news wasn't all bad for teams here in Albany and Daugherty County. And the Sherwood Christian Eagles out of the Georgia Independent Christian Athletic Association, or the GICAA, and have now won 2 straight games after snapping a 29-game winning streak dating back to their state championship season of 2014. And it was Sherwood's inaugural year in that organization. And the Eagles traveled all the way to tiny Sparta, Georgia, where they defeated John Hancock 21-12. So congratulations to Sherwood Christian once again. So Labor Day weekend, August 31st, and then last Friday, September 6th, they do it again. And they defeat John Hancock on 12. So it seems like winning is contagious down on the campus of Sherwood Christian Academy. All right, moving right along. And a quick recap of other scores within the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area. And there were a lot of interesting results from around the region last week. And then we start close to home in right next door, and we'll start over in Blakely, Georgia, where the Worth County Rams and have now lost 15 straight games overall and 14 straight regular season contests dating back to the end of the 2016 season. And this time it was the Early County Bobcats at home in Blakely, Georgia, defeating the Rams 27-7. And it's been a really rough stretch for the Rams, who have now lost 15 straight games dating back to the end of the 2016 season. And the Rams' last regular season win, their last win overall, came in the first round of the Class AAA playoffs as they rolled past Southeast Bullock 35-7, then lost to Greater Atlanta Christian 34-21, and the Rams ended the 2016 season at 7-5 overall. And Worth County's win over Southeast Bullock came on Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, 2016. And 2 weeks before that, on Friday, October 28th, 2016, Worth County's last regular season win came in a close game, a high-scoring game, over the Monroe Tornadoes at Humil Stadium. The final score that night was 35-34 in Worth County's favor. And then lost to Crisp County for the region title the following week. This is when Crisp County won the first of back-to-back Region 1 3A titles. And then beat Southeast Bullock in the first round of playoffs 35-7, as mentioned earlier. And then were eliminated by Greater Atlanta Christian on the road up in the Metro Atlanta area in Gwinnett County 34-21. You know, and who would have thought at the time that the loss to Greater Atlanta Christian would be the last game, or the win of the game against Southeast Bullock in the first round of the AAA playoffs would be the last game the Worth County Rams would win. And so obviously it's been a tough road to hoe for the Rams. And some other scores of interest in the area. And going in alphabetical order here. And Berrien out of Nashville, Georgia, opened up its new stadium with a 28-19 win over Wilcox County. In Quitman, Georgia, Brooks County handed Bainbridge its second straight loss. And that was after the Bearcats got off to a 2-0 start. And Bainbridge is basically in the same boat Monroe's in right now. Losers of back-to-back games after starting 2-0. And it was Brooks County edging Bainbridge 15-13. And Brooks, I think, had a 2-score lead at the time. And then Bainbridge made a game of it down the stretch. But the Bearcats couldn't get over the hump. And also the Cairo Syrup Makers pitched a shutout over north side of Columbus, 38-0, and Cairo wins its first game of the season, and the Syrup Makers are now 1-2 overall, but more importantly, they go to 1-0 in JHSA Region 1-4A in Calhoun County, and a guy in the wing column as the Cougars out of Edison, Georgia, crush Stewart County 39-6, And the Colquitt County Packers ran their record to 4-0. And the Class 7A squad out of Moultrie picked up a easy 48-13 win over Valdosta. And also already mentioned Early County rolling past Worth County 27-7. And the Bobcats have now won 3 in a row to go with 3-1 overall after losing their opener to Thomas County Central. And it'll be interesting to see how that team does down the road in a very competitive Region 1AA. And speaking of Region 1AA, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes pulled out a close win over Upson Lee, 28-24. As mentioned earlier, Lee County's now 4-0 on the season after crushing America Sumter 49-7. And in Region 1 Single-A contest, Mitchell County rolled past Miller County 43-6. And on another game that was mentioned earlier, Perry pummeled Monroe at Hugh Mills Stadium. And the only Friday night game that was even played in Albany, at least involving the GHSA team, 43-0. And Pierce County, Class 3A team from Southeast Georgia, crushed Randolph Clay from Southwest Georgia, 47-0. Also, in a Region 1 single A score, Seminole County over Bankington Charter, 30-14. Then Thomas County Central, a Class 5A team over Cook out of Region 1 3A in Adel, Georgia, 44-18. And also, the Thomasville Bulldogs bounced back from their crushing 50-3 loss to Colquitt County with an easy 39-0 win over Everglades in Florida. And finally, Tift County over Crisp County, 42-0. And the Cougars from Cordele, Georgia, had now lost 3 straight games after winning their opener in overtime over America Sumter, 17-14. And Crisp County just isn't the same team after losing several of their players, including Jamie Robinson, who plays safety. And Robinson transferred to Lee County. I think at least 2 other players from Crisp County transferred to other schools. And those schools aren't available off the top of my head as of right now. But just hasn't been the same for Crisp County since Robinson and those other players transferred from the Cougars. Anyways, Tift County wins easily, 42-0. And the GISA school board, already mentioned Deerfield Windsor from here in Albany, losing to Heritage of Noonan, Georgia, 21-8. And then also Westwood from Camilla, losing a heartbreaker to Piedmont, 15-14. Southland Academy of Americas over Loganville, 38-14. Southwest Georgia Academy out of Damascus, Georgia, defeated R.F. Munroe with a U as well as an O, spelled M-U-N-R-O-E. And Southwest Georgia Academy, or SGA for short, won 47-14. And Terrell Academy gets in the win column with a 28-21 victory over Flint River. And Flint River Academy, that's located in Woodbury, Georgia, in the west central part of the state. It's not here and not anywhere in Southwest Georgia. And the Flint River starts flowing just south, begins just south of Atlanta, then winds its way down south, and then pretty much splits Albany half, and then goes in between Baker and Mitchell counties through Bainbridge, and then merges with the Chattahoochee River, and finally when those two rivers merge with the Apalachicola River, flowing out into Florida. But Terrell Academy did get by Flint River 28-21 for their first win of the season. And in a game between a GHSA versus GISA team It was GISA Tift Area winning easily over GHSA Lanier County, a team that competes in Region 2 Single A out of Lakeland, Georgia, just northeast of Valdosta. Final score there was 53-12, and again in the GICAA, Sherwood Christian defeated John Hancock 21-12 for their second straight win since snapping a 29-game losing streak. So I'm going to wrap up this edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast, and by taking a look at this week's action. And we're just going to start with the teams closer to home. So start with the defending GHSA Class 6A State Champion Lee County Trojans hosting Southwest Macon. And Southwest Macon is 2-1 on the season. Won back-to-back games since losing their opener. Got shut out by Westside Macon 21-0. That was back on August 17th, and won a pair of close games, and the Patriots have won a pair of close games since then, outlasting Macon County 14-8, and then in their last game last week, that's Friday, September 7th, not Thursday, September 6th, making sure the dates are correct here. 14-6, Southwest Macon over Central Macon, and in action among teams here in Albany and Daugherty County. And the Daugherty Trojans are back in Columbus this Friday, and they'll face Carver of Columbus and Carver in a four-way tie for first place, early four-way tie for first place in Region 1-4A at 1-0 in region play, and the Tigers of Carver are 3-0 overall, and a must-win game for Daugherty, and still trying to get win number one under new head coach Damian Gary. And all other action, the Westover Patriots will face north side of Columbus in a battle of the Patriots. The north side is 1-1 in region play and 2-1 overall after being crushed by Cairo in a shutout 38-0. And Westover's looking to get in the win column in region play. So, very critical game there. And the Monroe Tornadoes. And the Monroe Tornadoes will head down to Thomasville, Georgia, just outside of Thomasville, to case the Region 1-5A Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets, who were set at 3-1 overall, and the TCC's only loss came to arch rival Thomasville in the second game of the season. So obviously, it's been a rough go for Monroe in the last two games, and obviously it doesn't get any easier. It doesn't get any easier for Monroe. And facing this Thomas County Central squad, who are in their first year under new head coach Ashley Henderson, and a former head coach at Valwood, and the Worth County Rams are at home against Rutland, battle of winless teams, and Rutland will try to and Rutland, just like Worth County, still looking for win number one 2017 season, and in Worth County's case, they're also looking for their first win in nearly two full calendar years. So both Rutland and Worth County finished winless last year. Rutland finished 0-1. Worth County was 0-10 last year, and their only season under Ben Simmons before he left during the off season. And both teams Both teams are trying to snap lengthy losing streaks. While Worth County hasn't won since November, Veterans Day, November 11th of 2016, with their last regular season win coming a couple of weeks before that over Monroe on October 28th. Rutland's last win came way back on September 29th, 2016. Hard to believe that program, Rutland out of Macon, is coming up on two full years without winning a game. And on September 29th, 2016, Rutland outlasted Kendrick out of Columbus 23-18. So, and the Hurricanes, the Rutland Hurricanes, not to be confused with the real Hurricanes, and have since lost 16 in a row. So 16 straight losses for Rutland, and to go with 15 for Worth County. So obviously something has to give when Worth County plays host Rutland this Friday over in Sylvester. And there's a quick look at some of the other action in Southwest Georgia. And Camden County is at Brunswick. And Lowndes plays host to Lincoln out of Tallahassee, Florida. And Lincoln of Tallahassee beat Bainbridge about a couple of weeks ago in a Thursday night game. And Parkview plays host to, and Tift County plays host to Parkview. And about roughly a couple of weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, and Parkview handed Lowndes its only loss so far. Although the Vikings did bounce back to roll past East Coweta, 37-12. And Colquitt County's at Warner Robins. Packers are the only undefeated team out of the four squads in Region 1-7A at 4-0 overall. And the other three squad teams, Camden County, Lowndes, and Tift County, all have identical 3-1 overall records. And the Packers head up into the mid-state to face Warner Robins. Battle of undefeated teams, and sure to be one top games in the state this week. And Colquitt County coming in at 4-0. And Warner Robins 3-0 when those wins came over Tift County. And in Region 1-6A action, in addition to Lee County playing host to Southwest Macon, the Coffee Trojans, the other Trojans team in Region 1-6A, will host Miller Grove out of the Metro Atlanta area, DeKalb County. And Coffee's 4-0, just like Lee County. Could it be that both teams could be on a collision course towards being undefeated 9-0 when they played each other the last week of the regular season? Could be, but long way to go. And last week, Coffee crushed Taravella out of Florida, 54-6. Coral Springs, Florida, 54-6. Coffee crushed Taravella of Coral Springs, Florida, 54-6. And the other action, north side of Warner Robins is at Baldwin. And Valdosta was scheduled to play host to Beaufort, South Carolina, but because of Hurricane Florence's inevitable landfall, which will drench virtually all of South Carolina. That game has been rescheduled for Friday, September 28th. So, and who knows what could happen between now and that date, which will be September 28th. And the playing conditions in that state might be may not be very favorable. And finally, Houston County will face veterans in Region 1-5A action. And Bainbridge is off this week after that loss to Brooks County. I'm sure the Bearcats will be using that open date to their advantage. And also already mentioned Houston County against Veterans, of course, and as well as the big game between Colquitt County and Warner Robins. And Harris County will face Russell County from Seal, Alabama. And 1-4A. And see, Shaw's at America Sumter. And the Panthers will look to go 2-0 in region play to get themselves to 500 overall, with losses to Lee County as well as to Crisp County. Both of America Sumter's losses so far have come to the defending region champions, or in Lee County's case, defending state champions in 6A, and Crisp County's won back-to-back Region 1-3A titles. And also Hardaway goes to Cairo. Another critical game there. Already mentioned Daugherty going to Carver Columbus, and Northside Columbus coming to Albany to face Westover. And the AAA lineup, in addition to Monroe's visit to Thomas County Central, and Cook will be at Appling County. South Gwinnett visits Crisp County. So Crisp, Crisp is going to be at home this week. And already mentioned Worth County playing host to Rutland in a battle of winless teams. And Class AA, or Region 1AA, or Region 1-2A. Only a couple of teams in action there, and they're both on the road against a couple of teams from Region 3. Fitzgerald's at Dodge County, while Brooks County goes to Dublin. So all five teams in Region 1AA have winning records. Berrien, Early County, Fitzgerald, and Thomasville all sit at 3-1 overall. And Brooks County is 2-1 on the season. So Berrien, Early County, and Thomasville all have the week off. And last but not least, and Calhoun County's at Chattahoochee County, Randolph Clay, Miller County. And already looking at a key game there. And Bakerton Charter visits Mitchell County. Pacelli, out of Columbus, will face Patola Charter. And Patola Charter out of Edison, Georgia, some 30-plus miles west of Albany, due west of Albany, is playing a non-region schedule this year. So their games won't count in the region standings as a result. And lastly, Stewart County will visit Seminole County. And that's a huge game, especially for Stewart County, after being crushed by Calhoun County. And Stewart County was 2-0 before the loss to Calhoun County. And how about see if we can get the Region 2 single in Pelham. Let's see, in Pelham. Also, Pelham will host Terrell County. The 3-0 Hornets, who had last week off, will face the 0-3 Green Waves from Dawson. And Pelham has outscored its opponents 161-0 in all three of its games. And Pelham's been piling up a lot of points so far. And it'll be interesting to see if the Hornets can put up more points. And finally, in Region 2 single A. Atkinson County's at Charlton County, Erwin County, Clinch County. Already a big battle for first place there. Both Erwin and Clinch set at 3-0 on the season. And sadly, though, only one of those teams will be 4-0 overall, and more importantly, 1-0 in Region 2 single A. And rounding out the lineup in 1 single A, Wilcox County visits Lear County, and Terrefour County travels to Turner County. And then and to wrap things up, in how about the GISA, Deerfield Windsor looks to bounce back against Creekside Christian up in McDonough, Georgia. Heritage Valwood visits Heritage. So the Valiants from Valdosta will be running into the Hawks and this week. And Brookwood out of Thomasville, Georgia, will be headed up to Loganville, Georgia, to face Loganville Christian. And finally, Southland Academy of Americas will put its undefeated mark on the line when they travel to Duluth, Georgia, to face Notre Dame Academy. So Notre Dame Academy is in Duluth, Georgia. And finally in the GISA. And teams here from our area in action. Terrell Academy will travel all the way to Monticello, Georgia. In the upper east central part of the state. About an hour from Macon to face Piedmont Academy. And Southwest Georgia Academy is at home against Flint River Academy. And so on. Let's see, did I miss anybody else? See if I missed anybody else before I go. And Crisp Academy out of Cordial, Georgia, coming off a 40-0 loss. Covenant Academy will be at Thomas Jefferson. So on that note, that's going to end this edition at the High School Football Roundup Podcast for the week of September 10th, Monday, September 10th, 2018, and recorded on Wednesday, September 12th, 2018. This is Walter Johnson, your host, and I'm reminding you to follow the Southwest Georgia Network online at Southwest Georgia Network on. Try it again. Follow the Southwest Georgia Network online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. You can also follow on Twitter at SWGA Network. And don't forget, by tomorrow morning, and you'll read the Four Down Territory column, and you'll find out which four games will be featured at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. And also on Twitter at SWGA Network, and also following the developments of Hurricane Florence and how it could possibly affect the weather here. Anyway, that's going to do it. And this is Walter Johnson saying thank you for listening to the High School Football Roundup Podcast on the Southwest Georgia Network at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. And on Twitter at SWJ Network. I do thank you for listening. And have a good evening. And have a good week.